Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagenbusch, call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Inks?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Mr. Santelli is absent tonight. He is on a pre-scheduled vacation. So, under item 2, district report, I'd like to give you just a little bit of update of some things that are happening in our buildings. In the primary, kindergarten enrollment has already begun, and the forms are available for pickup at the administration office. They are due April 30th. The age requirement is the student has to be 5 on or before July 31st. Okay. And at the middle school, this is always an exciting class for students, is family living is starting on April 18th, and that begins, there's a parent meeting, on April 18th at 5:30, and the class is going to be presented by our district nurse, Tina Longworth. There is a new club beginning at the middle school. It's called the Pond Club, and I think this is very interesting. It's being led by Mr. Kovic and Mr. Trevisano, and they are working on a beautification project in the courtyard area. I don't know, maybe a lot of you are familiar with that area, but there used to be a pond in there, so they are working on cleaning that up and getting the pond functional. So it'll be nice to see what turns out with their project when that is completed. Air testing begins in the middle school on April 15th, and fourth graders will be traveling to the middle school on Friday, May 3rd to meet their teachers and also to meet this year's fifth graders. And then at the high school, the play, the spring musical is Rock of Ages. It will be on April 25th through the 27th at 7 o'clock p.m. at the auditorium. And there is a first time fashion show being put on by the art department, and that will be on Friday, May 3rd in the auditorium. And the last thing I want to mention is the Panther Run. The second annual Panther Remembrance Run will be held on Saturday, May 18th, 2019. It will encompass a 1 mile family fun run, which begins at 9, and a competitive 5K run and walk, which will follow at 9:15. There is a link on the district website to sign up. So all of the proceeds from that event are to help pay off the turf fund. Thank you. Under item two, is there any, or excuse me, item three, student recognition.
Every month, one of the first things that we do at the board meeting is recognize our students of the month. Opportunity for our teachers to nominate some of their fantastic students and then to receive some public recognition. So it's one of the best moments that we have at a board meeting. Always proud to bring these kids and teachers to us. And we'll start off with our primary building and Mr. Eric Morris.
I have the outstanding privilege to introduce three lovely ladies this evening. Everly Steele is our student of the month for this month. To my left is Jenny Agia, kindergarten teacher, and Tracy Rainier, our Title I reading teacher. Just not to steal anybody's thunder, but Everly started, and it was kind of a bumpy start at the beginning of the school year. But, you know, we overcame all of those things, and she has just risen to the occasion of being a tremendous kindergarten student and a wonderful person at the playground, and just does wonderful things in and out of the classroom every day. So I just wanted to tell you thank you just from just me to you that you've done an outstanding job, and I'm super proud of you.
You're welcome. All right. Everly began her kindergarten year afraid to leave her parents and very skeptical of all the fun I promised we would have. With support from Everly's parents, Mr. Morris, Mrs. School, and Mrs. Rainier, we were able to encourage Everly to trust us and know she was surrounded by students and staff who would always take care of her. At that time, Everly began to show us how truly amazing she is. Her persistence and big heart shine through everything she does. Her positive attitude and smile radiate from her everywhere she goes. At such a young age, she is developing passions that she will take with her her entire life. When Everly decides she wants to do something, there is no stopping her. She is a constant example to those around her of perseverance, hard work, and respectfully following the rules while being a strong, independent student. Great job, Everly. We are so proud of you. And in here, anyone who knows Everly knows that she loves, loves, loves horses, and she rides horses. And so we did a word cloud for Everly, including things that her peers think of her, things that her teachers think of her, things that her family and friends and family outside of school think of her, and it's in the shape of a horse. And we have another little surprise in here for you as well that you can open later. Mrs. Ringer would also like to say a few things.
And just one other thing. So Everly, here's a little panther, because this last month, Mr. Morse unveiled this amazing new mascot for Norton Primary, the little panther. So our building, we are the littlest of panther, and that was Everly. When you've only been alive 50 or 60 months and you come to kindergarten, wow. Oh my goodness, and we promised you, Mrs. Hoggy, and I promised you it would be so much fun. And to top it all off this morning, after a week of spring break, she came to us this morning, and when she saw me, you said that you cried a little bit this morning, right, Everly? You said it was kind of too long to be away from school, but I'm glad. So she is our very first little panther, and what a perfect role model for that to be for us. We are so proud of you, kiddo.
Next, from our primary or from our elementary building, Mr. Brady Sackett.
We're here today with our Norton Elementary Student of the Month, Ronan Foss. And here with me is Mrs. Dietz and Mrs. Kincaid, who would also have worked with him. And you know, bumpy roads, that's just part of the game sometimes. It's not always easy for everybody. And Ronan is a great example of someone who's overcoming bumpy roads at times and has just shown tremendous growth. And we are extremely proud of him. Mrs. Dietz is going to share a little more details about his growth this year.
So Ronan has made some great, great gains in his academics, and his classroom behavior has been excellent. He's a good friend to his peers, and I will tell you, he's an amazing chess player. So this year in my room, we decided to learn how to play chess, which was kind of bumpy in the beginning, but Ronan took to the game very well, and he has now beat all the adults in the room. More than once. And one of my aides is a very, very good chess player, and she was like, I can't believe he beat me. But he did. So he plays very well, and he plays very fairly, and he plays with the other kids, and he will help them when they're not sure of their moves. So he's been a good friend to all in our room, and we are so, so proud of Ronan.
I had the chance to meet Ronan last year in kindergarten, and we also got off to a bumpy start. So it's kind of a tradition for Ronan to start that way. But just a really neat opportunity this year. Didn't know where I was going to work, what district or anything, and then an aide position opened up. I was hired for that, and just 2 days into the school year, they said, hey, we got this guy we need you to work with, and his name is Ronan. And I'm like, wait, Ronan Foss? And so just everything just worked together, and we have gotten to be really good friends. Depends on the day, he'll acknowledge that. But I'm just really encouraged by the growth that he's made, and just really proud of you, Ronan.
Yeah, Ron, we're glad to see you every day. Appreciate your work. This is for you, Mark.
Next, from Norton Middle School, Joyce Gerber.
We have quite the crew tonight. We're going to start with Luke Fritz. Friedhoff. Luke has been the student of the month since his name was given to me in February. And then by the time I contacted his parents for the March board meeting, he had a commitment with Boy Scouts. So I feel like he's had a 3-month stint before he's been hit before you. Luke Friedhoff was nominated by Mr. Leibmeister, and he's going to share some more information about Luke.
It's Friedhoff. Because we have an argument all the time.
Oh, it's going to be Friedhoff.
How it should be pronounced. Yes. How it actually is pronounced. I know. So we'll take up your family later. But anyhow, Pritchard and I both have the privilege of having him in math class this year. Luke is one of the standout students. He definitely puts his heart and soul into school. I don't know if he cried over spring break. Because you're missing it, but oh, you did, yeah. But he's one of those guys that you can count on him doing what's right. Sometimes when you're hanging around eighth graders, there tends to be some rebellious kids that you can kind of be influenced by, but Luke is a leader. I also have him in the National Junior Honor Society, so he's inducted into that early in the year. In class, he's very respectful, he does what he's supposed to. But then also what's really impressive about him is how much he's involved with things outside of school. He likes to run. He's a cross-country/track runner. So if he wants, he could just beat everyone probably in this room because he's pretty fast. And I think actually he ran so hard he broke. Did you break your foot or?
No, that was from something else.
Oh, that was from something else. Because he was supposed to be ski clubbing too, and that didn't happen. And he's a Boy Scout, and he's very involved with his church and stuff like that. So just really impressive on how much he's involved with already in contributing to the community. So.
Well, hopefully you'll do our Panther run then with all that running. So that was Luke, and he was our March Student of the Month. Mrs. Famous Rupert is here tonight with Ava Hilliard. Ava contributes a lot to the school.
And Mr. Pritchard.
And Mr. Pritchard standing against the wall. They're going to talk about Ava and her contributions to the middle school.
Well, I met Ava several years ago because she was part of our ski club and realized that she was a little sister of Logan, who also was one of my former students. And I kind of felt bad for it. No. So then when I found out that you were on my roster this year, it was nice to have a familiar face. And she's been a very friendly, familiar face. She's been that student where if there's a school spirit event, she goes all out. She has many, many friends because of her personality. She's just kind, she's caring. She works very hard with everything that she does. And it's really nice to see middle school students who still embrace all of those qualities. I promised her a few weeks ago for one of her outside activities, she volunteers at her church, and that we're trying to get to a fish fry. I haven't made it yet, but I have 2 more weeks. And she has continued to be a role model for ski club and even takes care of her little brother out on the ski hill, and that's not an easy thing either. So she's just been an amazing student and just adds so much to our classroom, and I really appreciate it.
Anything you'd like to add?
Yes, I would love to add something. I'm a 7th grade and 8th grade teacher, and I don't get to vote for the 8th grade Student of the Month. So every once in a while they come to me and say, oh, by the way, this person got Student of the Month. Oh my God. What a great thing. Because with Logan and Gavin, be student of the year. Because I had them both. And I just wanted to tell you something about her because it's not like a typical student of the month. You look forward to seeing her in class because she's going to make you feel better as a teacher. And you look for those students because they're out there. And she's one of them. And you know that because I look for you. And when we do things and you look for old countries and you love just the way they sound, and I won't make you say the name of the country. But seriously, she does that. She makes you better every day that she walks in the room. She makes me feel better. And I've told her mother that many times, and I love the family, and God, I am going to miss you. So, yeah, I wanted to add something.
So from the middle school, our students of the month.
Former high school, Mr. Shaner, high school principal.
Well, I'm so excited tonight. If you don't know Bryce, I want to introduce Bryce Swartz to everyone. Something that we do at the high school is we talk all the time about how everyone can excel in their own way. And I don't know as if there's a better example of that than Bryce. He comes in every day, works his tail off, does everything that's asked of him, and he does it all with a smile on his face. You know, a lot of times when you think you're having a bad day or something, and then here comes Bryce down the hallway. Eric's shaking his head. He remembers when he was down in primary. Here comes Bryce down the hallway. He's got a big smile on his face. I'm always like, "What's up, Coach Swartz?" And he's always like, "Nothing. Just keep going." But it makes you smile, makes you laugh. He's such an integral part, really, of our building. And I know that he was not crying over spring break, because you were in Florida, weren't you?
Yeah.
Down at Disney. So one of the things is he is in Mr. Underwood's class up at the high school. He's in his program. And Bryce actually goes to three different places during the week, Dee's Diner, the Akron Food Bank, and Grace Church, and works at each of those places all through the week. But he actually has a job lined up at Disney World in the future as a greeter. And I know that he's real excited about that, the happiest place on earth, and I know Bryce and his family gets down there as much as they possibly can. One of the things he loves to do as well is go to sporting events with his parents, and unfortunately, he's got his entire family here, it seems like, except Dad, because Dad's coaching a baseball game tonight, and I know Dad's really upset that he couldn't be here to see Bryce in this. And I also know that one of Bryce's favorite things to do is play NBA 2K on Xbox, isn't it, Bryce? Yeah, love it. But in almost 20 years in education, I can tell you that I've been inspired many times by a lot of different people, a lot of different kids, students through the years. I got a coaching background, so I've seen all kinds of great things on the athletic field, all kinds of great things in the classroom. If some of you were there, I know board members and everything else, I don't know as if I've ever been more inspired than I was 2 years ago when Bryce walked across the stage at graduation at the Civic Theater. Brought a tear to my eye, almost made me start to cry right now. I was thinking about it. It was amazing. Something that he had to work really hard at. Something he said, "I am going to do this." And with the help of an aide, he knocked it out of the park. And it was phenomenal. And, you know, as happy as we are tonight for Bryce, we're also very sad. Aren't we, Beth? Because in just a couple of weeks, on his birthday, Bryce will actually be leaving us. And a little piece of Norton High School, you know, we'll be going with him, and he's going to be extremely missed. So, did you have anything to say? Yes, you're crying. I'm good. I'm all tearing up and everything else.
I didn't know, I guess
you
were
going to
be coming up here.
Sorry. You were chosen.
Really,
I'm sorry, this is Beth Bettini. She's one of Bryce's aides at night.
He really is very inspiring, though. He brings out such good in the students. Every time he walks, you know, we're going down the hall, everybody knows Bryce. Everybody knows Bryce. And he's so kind, and he just brings out the good in other people. He just really does. They see somebody overcoming so many challenges, and I think he's just inspiring to be there. And we're gonna miss him.
He's been a part of Norton City Schools as well.
Free.
Bryce Swartz, everybody.
At this time, we're going to take a brief recess to congratulate all of the students of the month. But first,
picture.
Yes, I was going to get to that. It's nice to see such a great crowd here tonight. So I know some people will have to leave after the break, but we just want to thank everybody for coming to tonight's meeting. And if we could have all of the students of the month over here to the side for a photo with Mr. Addis. Thank you. Okay. Under item 4, is there any public participation? Moving on to item 5, the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0. Under item 6, board business. Letter A, can I have a motion to approve the following policy update, items 1 through 10?
So moved. So moved.
Any discussion?
Did you have the question? Second.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
You're right.
Okay. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 4-0. Under letter B, can I have a motion to approve the resolution for a sanitary sewer line easement between the Norton Board of Education and the City of Barberton, Attachment K?
Second.
Any discussion? I can't explain that at all.
No, we have.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do we want him to explain anything?
Sure. Do you just want to explain for the public's information the easement?
Yes. City of Barberton is working on a joint project with the City of Norton to bring a new sanitary trunk sewer up along Van Heining Run to eliminate the former Summit County wastewater package plant, which right now currently serves most of the Brentwood housing allotment. Barberton took over ownership of the formerly county plant beginning of 2018, and the plant's basically failing in bad condition. So it's been determined to be more economically feasible to convey the flow out of Norton to the City of Barberton to their larger existing municipal facility. And that way we're eliminating a failing plant, as well as then hopefully to obviously clean up Van Heining Run. This is actually the third phase of a four-phase project where the City of Barberton is basically eliminating four package plants in the Norton area, which again were formerly owned by Summit County and are currently owned and operated by the City of Barberton. And again, just the easiest route to get from point A to point B is paralleling Van Heining Run, and given the location of the package plant in question, the easiest point of access was to come, again, right along the edge of the elementary school property where Van Heining Run is located. And again, like I said, the package plant is right behind the school property, currently discharging in the Van Heining Run.
And I'm sorry, but for the record, can you just state your name?
I am Eric Fallon with CT Consultants. I am the design engineer for the City of Barberton.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Eric. He and I talked beforehand, and I told him he wouldn't have to speak.
And look what we did to you. Great.
And then Jennifer said, do you want to explain that
us?
A little bit? So I'm glad Eric was here. Thank you. But we are probably looking at maybe 18 to 24 months before we see actual construction there.
Yes, because we're still finishing up design. Again, there's other easements we're still in the process of acquiring. The city's getting funding through the state. We have a lot of paperwork there to do. And we still have to let the job, let it bid for contractors, get under contract. And obviously the school property is at the upstream end of the job, and most normal construction starts at the downstream end of the job. So again, it's so far enough out there on the calendar, it's hard to really get a precise date when we'd actually be hitting school property.
Thank you. Thanks for being here, Eric.
Yes, thank you. Is there any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0. Under item 7, can I have a motion to approve the minutes, letters A, B, and C?
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0. Under item 8, treasurer's recommendations, can I have a motion to approve letters A, B, and C?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Call the roll, please. Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0. Under personnel, can I have a motion to approve letter A, personnel retirement resignation leave and termination, numbers 1 and 2?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 4-0. Under letter B, can I motion to approve the continuing contract for the attached list of certified staff members, attachment R?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yes. Thank you, Jennifer.
Sure.
We have three teachers here tonight, Tammy Hackenberg, Jen Yagi, and Stephen Reinhardt, that are being awarded continuing contracts tonight. Proud of all three of them. This is a process, and in the life of a teacher, it's a very important event. It says a lot about the job that they have done for our children in growing themselves as educators and establish themselves as teachers in our school district. Their continued pursuit of excellence through additional education, master's degree, and also recommendations through building principals, and just notification and understanding of the great work that they do for our kids. So I want them all to understand, and everyone here, the importance of a continuing contract, and that this isn't something that's always easy. So I'm proud of all three of you, thankful that you're serving the kids in our district, and congratulations.
Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0. Congratulations.
I guess I should have waited before the vote. Congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah, you never know.
You gave it away.
They're all going to leave now.
Yeah.
Under letter C, can I have a motion to approve the limited contract recommendations for the attached list of certified staff members, attachment S?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0. Under letter D, can I have a motion to approve personnel classified substitute pending background check and permit, numbers 1 through 5?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0. Can I have a motion to approve letters E through R?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Second.
Motion carries 4-0. Under consent agenda items, can I have a motion to approve letters S through V?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
I'm sorry.
Call the roll, please.
Oops.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0. 10, superintendent's report.
Yeah, just one quick follow-up. I asked Mr. Morris if he'd speak for a minute about item J, the Get Ready for School Kindergarten Readiness Program to be held at Norton Primary, to be paid by a grant from Summit Education Initiative. I'm just proud that our district works with SEI. They are a fantastic organization. So Eric, could you just tell us a little bit about that program?
Through our work with Early Learning Readiness Coalition through SEI, Primary was awarded a grant that, so at no cost to the district, we'll be able to provide a two-week, really what it's called, Get Ready for School program from 9 to 12 for students that we'll identify through our case screening process in the month of June. And it's a great opportunity. I'm very happy that we were able to secure that. And it's another great avenue for us to launch our work with our kids and get them ready for, you know, it's 2 weeks. They get to see the building before anybody else, and hopefully put them at ease so that we don't have those bumpy starts. And I think it's going to be a great program. You know, in partnership with that one, we'll have another one on next month, and that's our K-Ready program with our partner, Johnson's Corners Preschool. So we've got a lot going and a lot of good things for kids to get them ready for kindergarten, to make that transition from preschool to kindergarten. So proud of the staff.
Our primary teachers understand the importance of early learning. But I think the rest of the world probably understands better than ever before the importance of those first 5 years, and then when the kids come to the building, the importance of early learning is crucial as ever before. So we're happy to have those programs. Thank you.
Thank you. Anything further?
Mm-mm.
Okay. At this time, can I have a motion to go into executive session to discuss negotiations and to discuss the employment of personnel?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
I forgot you. I'm sorry.
Motion carries 4-0. We will now go into executive session. Thank you all for coming. It is
okay.
Now out of executive session. It is 8:52. Can I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you.